What's in a name? In the case of the Alaska Highway during a time of tension with the United States, at least two Yukoners think that the answer is enough that names can change. They took the matter into their own hands. It wasn't received well by highway maintenance authorities or those behind the original signs. On May 12, Leo Martel and Richard Fontaine hung placards made of lumber and plywood to cover the word Alaska on two sets of road signs on the north and south approaches to Whitehorse. In its place on the face of the placard, Yukon, is stenciled in bright red letters. Each of the boards was also decorated with the Canadian and Yukon flags. Suitably francophone, Route du Yukon, placards were placed on the French version of the highway signs. Martel said the decision to build and place the signs comes down to standing up to U.S. President Donald Trump. He compared it to Trump's renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America by executive order shortly after Trump took office this year. He suggested it was an example of protest for Canadian solidarity. Martel noted that his father worked on the construction of the original highway. I mean, the highway was built, you know, right for the Second World War, you know. And, you know, as Canadians, we were involved in it as well as Americans, and I don't know why it has absolutely to be, you know, Alaska Highway, you know, like when you come to the Yukon, you know, it becomes a Yukon Highway, Fontaine added. Alaska Highway could be when they're in their country, they can call Alaska Highway. But here, you know, this is our country. The additions to the signs weren't hanging long before they drew the attention of road maintenance crews and were removed. Among those pleased with the prompt removal of the additions to the highway signs is Royal Canadian Legion Branch 254 President Joe Mewitt. The local Legion was involved in the 2012 dedication of the Yukon portion of the highway to all veterans. The dedication is stated on the bottom of the signs altered on May 12. With the changing political times, it is understood that there are many people with varying opinions and ideas, Mewitt wrote in a May 13 email to the news. Every person is entitled to their opinion on these matters and should be free to express themselves, but this should not include defacing public or private property. He thanked the Yukon Highways and Public Works Department for quick action in removing the additions to the signs. Yes, it goes through the Yukon as well as British Columbia and Alaska, but should not be broken down to signify those specific areas, Mewitt wrote. The Legion president said the construction of the highway showed teamwork and cooperation between two countries striving to overcome obstacles for a specific goal. This highway is known and will always be known as the Alaska Highway to honor and remember the sacrifices of all veterans, he wrote. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.